Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Hi there, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, how are you?
Super. How are you?
I'm well. The familiar voice on the other end of this microphone, working remotely from your home studios for the past... how long have we been like this? Past six months?
Yeah, July.
Yeah, 6 months. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's our new normal.
Hitting switches.
Got my dog licking herself. It's great.
Wow. You've got... you know what? Your dog is giving you some entertainment. That's good.
Absolutely.
You know, giving you inspiration to do the show.
She's very licky. She's very licky all the time, but especially in the morning.
Yeah, well, you know, she's got to get her spots.
Uh-huh.
Got to get all...
She needs her itchy meds. She's very itchy.
Oh, yeah.
She takes a little itchy meds, so I got to get that for her later.
Does she have like one of those hot spots? Is that what you call them? Hot spots?
It's pretty much everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then she likes to lick her sister's armpits.
Yeah.
Which is great, too.
Yeah, like my dog, she got one of those like hot, heat spots, heat things. I don't know what you call them, but like right on the back of her tail, you know?
Yeah.
And you know.
That's hard to reach.
Right, exactly. And she would not leave it alone. And you know, you'd go to itch it and she'd go crazy. And so we had to like put like medicine, spray medicine on it and all that stuff to help her out. And
they have allergies.
Yeah, you know, those... In the dry weather, it's like, it doesn't do anything for me either. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at.
All right. Well, you know, prayers for your dogs. Hopefully they can pull through. I think.
Right here.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of like animals.
Uh-huh.
Randomly, my wife and I are on a walk last night in our neighborhood. And we pass by... Oh my gosh. Okay. your dog's...
Just for ambiance.
Sure. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
We're on a walk in our neighborhood, and we randomly pass by a white duck just in someone's yard. And we're like, you know, we're not near any, like, large body of water or anything like that. And I'm just like, okay, all right. So we just kind of walk by
it. There's a duck.
I know. And it's just kind of rooting in someone's yard. And like, that's... random. Like, I don't, you know, typically, you know, you see ducks near ponds or something like that. And so we're on our walk. We then loop back around and we're coming back and the duck's still there. Moved maybe about 15 feet closer to like the sidewalk and was, so then my wife's like, I'm going to get a video of this duck. Like, I'm going to take a picture of this duck because never, like, it had a little red around its head. Like red feathers, and it was just a white duck, and we're like, is this someone's pet? Do people keep pet ducks? Is that a thing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you had like 17 chickens at one point.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like it's out of that realm of possibilities.
I just have never known, and yes, chickens have been a thing. I just have never known a person to domesticate a duck.
Well, have you watched Friends? They had a duck.
I mean, not in a while.
For a while, didn't they?
Did they?
Well, maybe it was a swan. I can't remember.
A swan. but I was like, man, this duck is not really scared of us. And then, you know.
He's just looking for the pond.
Right.
It's like, where's the pond around these parts?
It's like rooting in the grass, like looking for food or something.
Yeah.
And my wife starts like calling it like a cat. Like, here you go. You know, and like, and it started walking over. And so we're like, hang on a second. This has got to be someone's animal. Like this.
Did she look like she had bread? Because they'll come a running for that.
No, I mean, it was just rooting in the grass, looking for bugs, I guess.
All right. Delicious.
I don't know. Sorry, I didn't think we'd get into like a whole diatribe
Animal
about
corner.
Animals. Right, exactly.
Uh-huh.
But here we are. All right, so we've got opportunities for you to pick up $10,000. Ben and Kelly's $10,000 bribe kicks off next hour. Got a text from Sherry. We're talking about pet ducks. Who keeps one? She says, yes, a friend had a pet duck. That thing would bite our toes all the time.
Oh, no.
I guess pet ducks are a thing, but, you know, it's like... do you treat other domesticated animals the same as you treat like a dog or a cat? Like, I know, like, what's the weirdest domesticated animal you've tried to keep?
For a pet. I don't know. I see my sister has, they have some bearded dragons.
Mm-hmm.
She has to, like, make sure they have live crickets.
Yeah, I mean, but
for it to eat. And I feel like I'm drawing the line at that.
Yeah, but she keeps them, like, in an aquarium, right?
Right, yes. Okay. It's my niece's. She loves, her name's Pacifica.
Mm.
Yeah.
So,
and she has outfits. They, like, bought little outfits for her.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, when you got a bearded dragon, you got to dress it up for sure.
Absolutely.
I had a friend who kept a pet raccoon. And
a pet raccoon?
Yes, yes. And kept a pet raccoon. And like not in a cage or anything. I mean, it was like a cat or a dog. It would just, like, walk around his house. And that thing would get into everything. Like,
well, yes,
everything.
Because it's a raccoon.
But it was...
Don't they call them trash pandas for a reason?
I know. But it was like, it was cute. It made like little noises. And I mean, it...
Was it nice to people?
Yes. I mean, it was friendly. It was a friendly little raccoon. I mean, but... Wow. So like raccoons, I know, like, people keep and domesticating raccoons. Hunter
said my mom had a... raccoon.
Right. Yeah. I guess domesticating raccoon. Like, how do you come upon a raccoon? That's something that you can't go to, like, feeder supply and say, hey, I want to buy a raccoon. And they're like, okay, here you go. Here's our raccoon section.
And we're offering, training sessions.
Right.
On Saturdays.
Like, how do you come about a raccoon to,
I don't know,
keep as a pet? Do you just find one and then keep
it in the wild and say, would you like to come live with me?
Right. And I remember, like, Bob Ross, remember the old art guy who would paint
happy little trees.
Yeah, paint on PBS and everything like that. He had a pet squirrel, and so he literally domesticated a pet squirrel, but that's kind of
wild. Hunter said his great grandfather had a red squirrel.
Man,
so
I guess
lots of that going on in his family.
Hunter's family is a bunch of hillbillies, it sounds like.
I like it. They sound fun.
All right. Hey, coming up, your first feel-good story of the hour here. We do them every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX after Justin Bieber. All right, Kelly K, what do you got?
Well, this starts off bad. Little puppy stolen last week in Pittsburgh. Here's the good part. It's been reunited with its owner.
Oh, good.
So police said City Public Works Department workers found the little puppy named Daphne in a park after a passerby kind of alerted to them that the puppy was spotted.
Yeah.
4-month-old little mixed breed puppy swiped around 5:50 in the evening. The owner, Debbie, she was taking her for a walk around this park environment center.
Uh-huh.
When a guy stopped to pet the animal. And then unhooked her leash, picked her up, and ran off with the dog.
Right in front of her?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Just took her off the leash and ran.
Bold.
Yeah, really. I mean, Debbie was screaming. She said, I was in the street yelling, somebody stole my dog. Neighbors called police. Some witnesses even tried to chase him down. Others gave police a description of the man. 16 hours later, they found Daphne.
Oh, my gosh. What and a...
So,
traumatic experience.
Absolutely. So the police officer knocked on the door and said, I have something for you. He looked really excited.
Aww.
And of course I knew. She comes bounding out of the van and running right up to Mama's arms.
See, this is one of those times where you need that collar that talks, describes what the dog is barking and the emotions that the bark is saying to the human.
Oh, mommy, I am so happy to see you. I went with this man, and he was not nice, and I missed you so much, and I am so happy to be home.
Right.
Probably.
Right, for sure.
Something like that.
Oh, that's good. All right, good news.
Yeah. We will tweet out the story. You can see it. Cute puppy, too. Daphne's adorable. At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, we give you setting the bar stories, which set the bar for your day very low. So if you can manage to do this or not do this, then you can look back on this time, and you can say, you know what? Regardless of what happened today, at least I'm doing okay. If you can manage to make it through the day without forgetting your password to an online account now worth over $220 million, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, did they try 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9?
Yeah. This is the story of Stefan Thomas.
Oh, Stefan.
Yes, he's a programmer, and he's in this current situation thanks to Bitcoin from ABC News.
In 2011, Stefan won 7,000 Bitcoin for making this video about how cryptocurrency works.
Yeah, so Bitcoin paid him, and they were like, oh, okay, well, here's 7,000 of those Bitcoin. They were worth only about $5 at that time.
Back then, each Bitcoin was worth about $5.
Uh-huh.
He stashed them away in a digital wallet.
Well, let's just say that now that Bitcoin is worth $220 million.
That's insane. Like, I know nothing about Bitcoin. Nothing about it.
Well,
but that sounds like it's a nice return on his investment.
Well, yes, if he could get it. This is God. Stefan.
I use an encrypted USB key. I wrote the password down somewhere. But this is now so long ago, and believe me when I say I've tried every way to recover it.
A tall order considering Stefan has since moved halfway around the world in the decade since then.
Yeah, so this happened back in like 2011 when he got this, and now he's got two more tries before he's locked out of this forever.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Really? Do they have like a help desk?
Uh-huh. So
they can call someone and say, hey, funny thing happened.
Yeah.
So, and then they can say, all right, here, we'll send you a link to reset your password or something like that.
Yeah. So he
is that a situation that can happen?
So he literally wrote his password down on a piece of paper that he's since lost since then.
Oh,
you know, back in the day, he wasn't thinking like Bitcoin was going to be much, but he literally lost the, so he stored this Bitcoin money into this crypto bank wallet, whatever, and now he cannot retrieve the password to cash in on the $220 million worth of Bitcoin that he now owns.
Oh my gosh, the sweats.
So yeah.
The sweats.
Right. So Stefan is the subject of our Setting the Bar story. I mean, literally, if we could all be so lucky to have that problem where you have $220 million sitting in a bank that you can't access because you forgot the code.
Is it real money? I mean, I know you say Bitcoin, but is it real money?
There was an NBA basketball player who negotiated a salary and became the first one to accept Bitcoin as his salary. So I don't know if that's a gamble or not. But anyways, yeah, I don't know, Kelly. I don't know how to answer that question.
Wow. I feel better about having passwords I can remember.
So yeah, that makes your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 a little bit.
Listen, that's not my. Don't be putting that out there. That is not my password
anymore.
Anymore.
You know, I was just thinking about the German programmer who was living in San Francisco who forgot his password and is being threatened to be locked out of his Bitcoin account that is now worth $220 million. And I was thinking, man, have I made any sort of really expensive mistake? Yeah. And I'm thinking, I was thinking about it, and probably when I accidentally swore on DJX, and
did we get fined?
Well, we had lawyers that were diving into all of this, talking about, you know, like behind the scenes that I later found out, and they spent several days on it, so that was like in the tens of thousands of dollars, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Because later that morning, our consultant had it like set to a beat and we were playing it at a meeting. It was kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny. Ha ha. You know, I laughed about it. You laughed about it. You know, but our lawyers were just saying, yeah, okay, well, we're going to try to make sure that you guys don't get fined. Or see what we can do about this. And I guess that was...
But did anybody say anything?
I don't know.
Like, did any listeners, like, report you?
Well, I know listeners did reach out, but... So I guess enough of them reached out that legal had to get involved. But,
then there were the three vehicles that you've wrecked.
Yeah, well...
From the station fleet.
I mean, but those weren't in the tens of thousands, I don't think.
Well, no, but they did have to be repaired, didn't they?
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone did that for free.
So, yeah, I don't know if you have an example in your own life of where you have maybe made an expensive mistake. I know it's probably not to the tune of $220 million like Stephon Thomas, but maybe, you know.
I let $20 of Cole's cash expire. I hate that.
That's where Kelly lives. All right, feel good stories. We do these every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is really cool. Over 100 customers at a Whataburger in Florida treated each other to breakfast and lunch during an hours-long pay-it-forward chain.
Is it Whataburger or Whataburger? I don't know.
Whataburger.
Whataburger? Whataburger?
Whataburger?
No, I don't know. We don't have them here, yeah. So I don't know.
Whataburger. We don't have one.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious, though. All started on Friday. First customer kind of randomly paid for the woman behind him. And, of course, she decided, you know what? I'm going to keep this going. In total, 105 cars ended up doing it.
It was funny. My friend told me about a recent experience where she was in line at a Starbucks and she was going to start one of those. And
yeah.
And she was like, hey, I'm going to, she told the barista, hey, I want to pay for the car behind me. The barista was like, hey, just FYI, their order's $37.
Oh,
and
wow.
So she goes, and she was like, oh, and so the barista
maybe
goes,
another day.
Well, no, the barista goes, but the car behind them is at $8. And she was like, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. So she skipped.
She skipped a car.
Yeah, and then she
and went for started, the
$8. Yes, and so she started it with the $8 car. Oh, how funny is
so
that?
So I'm wondering then if it continued. That's always the thing. The first car, I don't think ever really knows how far it goes or what they did, what they started.
That's funny. All right.
Anyway, that is 105 good cars there at the Whataburger.
Good deal.
In Florida. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. We do these every hour throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Yeah, 99.7 DJX. Nobody won the big lottery last night, Powerball jackpot. It was worth about $550 million. It will grow to about $640. Heading into the drawing on Saturday. So this is, I guess, the second time both Mega Millions and Powerball have topped $500 million each. So
did you buy a ticket? You said you were going to. You didn't.
I mean, I was risking that I was thinking that it wasn't going to hit. And so
you didn't want to waste it.
I didn't want to
wait until this time.
Yes.
Now this time.
Yes.
Got it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm going to go in.
I don't believe you.
Come on. all right. So
2%.
Yeah, I know. We have the kind of the handshake wink deal between the two of us of a 2% return on a win.
Sharing.
Yeah.
It's a sharing clause.
Right. Right. It's expensive. Hey, coming up, it's group therapy, and I did manage to get her on the phone, so she's hanging on hold here, but we'll talk to a listener who is a guest in her brother and sister-in-law's house and has been, but has been witnessing some things that is concerning.
It's starting to get awkward. What do we do?
Well, we'll talk to her, all right? Talk to her, maybe get some help, figure out how to move forward with this next on 99.7 DJX. Group therapy, you just send us a message. We'll toss it out there, see if maybe we can help you out. First of all, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for allowing us to call you. And can you walk us through the message you sent us?
Yeah, so I moved in with my brother and my sister-in-law in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all of us work from home, so we've definitely been spending a lot of time under one roof.
Right.
And, you know, surprisingly, this has been really tolerable. It's a large house. There's private space for everyone.
Right.
So it hasn't been too crazy. But unfortunately, it hasn't been large enough for me to escape their deteriorating marriage.
Did you say their deteriorating marriage?
Yes, they're deteriorating marriage,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. And I'm there, and, you know, like, we can't go anywhere. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
So they're fighting and bickering constantly, daily, to make matters worse. Well, it's already worse. It's bad all around. But my brother, 9 times out of 10, is the instigator.
That's tough.
Yeah. It's horrible. I see him belittle her and speak rudely to her, and, you know, and I'm definitely, I can see that they're both suffering from depression as well.
Yeah.
But no one wants to acknowledge it. No one is trying to get help.
I get it. This pandemic has been tough on everyone.
Exactly. Like, it's been really, really tough. It's one thing to, you know, have a struggle in your relationship, but when we're in the middle of a global pandemic, no one has ever experienced anything like this before, so we're all trying to figure it out.
Right.
And I think it's definitely taking a toll.
What do you do with this? Like, are you trying to, like, help them?
Yeah, I mean, not only, like I said, I'm struggling with my own discomfort, you know, with the living situation, and of course my concern for their marriage and their mental health, you know, and I'm also very uneasy about my brother's behavior in his marriage. Like, I just, basically, I want to know what my responsibility is here. Like, what can I do to help? Because it's also a very touchy subject, because I don't want to overstep any boundaries.
Right.
But at the same time, I want to help.
Yeah, you are kind of a guest in their house.
Exactly.
All right. Well, hang tight. We've got some people chiming in already on text 502-571-9970. And we'll see if we can steer you and get some direction for you, okay?
Yeah, I'm in a tough spot. I definitely need some help.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Man.
That's really hard because, I mean, it's family.
Yeah.
She's seeing that it's... She's kind of taking sides, seeing that it's her brother.
Yeah.
That seems to be more of the problem. But does she have any right to step in? I mean, it's their marriage.
Mm. All right. 502-571-9970, or we'll throw it up on the socials as well. At Ben and Kelly Show. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Group Therapy got a message and spoke to a listener who is... living with her brother and sister-in-law and is watching their deteriorating marriage in front of her eyes and is worried that, you know, she's like, it's my brother that's 9 times out of 10 being the instigator. What's my responsibility here? Comment on Facebook.
Yeah, this was kind of awkward. My friend Dawn said, respectfully, talk to your brother. Factually tell him your observations. Ask if your presence is a contributing factor.
Mm-hmm.
Advise counseling to start. Also, tell the sister-in-law you've noticed and advise counseling for her, too.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like this is like a professional counselor kind of a situation.
Bridget messages and says, that's a horrible situation. I hope she encourages them both to get help. Please remember that. Domestic violence has risen since this pandemic started. So, yeah, definite red flags there. Got another message from Linda who says, move out. I'm assuming you're paying to live there. Say that you'll move out if they don't get professional help. Well, that's I don't know about ultimatums. Like, I think we need to be.
It almost sounds a little threatening.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, coming from the aspect that they're family.
Right.
And say, hey, I love you guys. This, you know, I hate seeing this happen to you. I feel like you guys need to nip this in the bud, get some counseling.
Yeah, Jenny, I kind of goes along with that, messages us and says, you need to step in as a family member and sit your brother down and talk to him. Speak to him as your brother and not as some roommate. Hope they can get help. That whole like...
That's a good point.
Yeah, what is it? Blood is heavier than water or something like that. Yeah, you got to... Be like, hey, look, you're being a jerk and you need to cut it out and you need to get help.
And I love you and right. I love you guys and I'm trying to help.
This message I don't necessarily understand from Mike, who I resist even saying it because I don't think it's right. But in the forum that we're in, Mike says, I can't believe she would interfere like that. Mind your own business and let them figure it out. They're adults. I don't think I agree with that.
Well, that is one opinion.
Yes, that is an opinion.
Mind your own business.
Right. But I mean, she's there. Like if the marriage dissolves and they get or they split up, and then she's out of a place to live. Am I reading that correctly?
Well, sure. But again, it's the family aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to know that she's probably hearing a lot of the arguments. Like, they can't be so naive to think that, you know, right. She's completely unaware of the status of what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even if she's not actually hearing it, you could probably feel just the mood in the house. and the air being pretty thick and everything. So, all right. Well, so I guess we're saying, look, we need you to...
It's family. You should pull the brother aside. Talk to him first.
Well, you know, really, even your sister-in-law at this point is family. So, yeah, so
exactly.
You know, you as a another sister-in-law kind of need to have that heart-to-heart. But then as I think, you know, your friend said, and then as a couple others said, seek that professional help of of some counseling and some...
If you approach it from a place of, I love you guys, and it's breaking my heart to see this happen to you guys, so let's get some professional help and fix it.
Yeah, yeah, many layers to that one. Anyways, if you want to chime in on Facebook, we'll leave it up on there on the socials, at Ben, and we talked on the show earlier about this guy who is two attempts away from being locked out of his online wallet that contains $220 million worth of Bitcoin that has amassed that fortune over the past 10 years. And so we were
I can't believe there's like no one they can get a hold of at Bitcoin.
I mean,
to like say he can't be the only one that this has ever happened to.
He's not. And see, in here is a great example of Bitcoin versus an actual bank that has tellers and people who can help you with your situation. So we were talking about expensive mistakes, and we got a text from Beth who was like, 10 years ago, I used to work at a company that sent Western Union. And you know, that's where you can send like money to different people.
Yeah.
She says, I sent out a $500 Western Union and forgot to collect the money for it. Didn't know until the next day when my supervisor approached me about it. So it was like, just sending out free money. Here you go.
Oh, wow.
And it was funny. I was talking to my wife about this story last night, and she reminded me, she was like, or what about the fact that you left my wallet on the roof of our car and then drove off right after I'd gotten paid from a big gig? Expensive mistake. Yeah. And then,
oopsies.
And then the time I forgot to literally deposit two paychecks. I had been working at a couple jobs in college, and I got paid by both of them, the radio station and, the sandwich shop that I worked at.
And you just never went to the bank?
Never did.
Oh,
and
wow.
I found the checks in a textbook, a college textbook. I was getting ready to donate because, you know, you just kind of flip through the pages before you're getting ready to donate books and stuff like that. I don't know if you ever do that, but I do that just to make sure that no notes or things like that are still in there. Well, sure enough, two paychecks. And I just thought they were the stubs at first, like pay stubs. And I was like, oh, all right, a couple pay stubs. And then I looked, I was like, oh, wait, no.
How far into the future did you find the checks? Like way past the date of being able to still cash them?
Yes. It was it was like years, like five, 6, 7 years maybe.
Oh, that's tragic.
No, maybe even longer. It was more like 10 years, I want to say.
Oh, dang.
And then and it was funny because I showed my wife at the time, and she was like, what were you doing?
You're an idiot.
I know, right? Like, how are you going to go... like skip a pay period without even noticing. Like, what kind of a person are you?
Yeah, I mean, you did need to eat. I mean, when you were that age, you were losing more paycheck to paycheck than ever.
Right, and I probably back in the day was just like, oh man, I'm gonna have to
hope we get paid soon.
I hope I get paid soon. I'm having to stretch this. Wow.
I cannot believe you didn't notice.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it amassed to, you know, several hundred dollars there.
Were you living with your parents or something at the time where you didn't need to pay rent?
No,
you're kidding.
No, I was in an apartment, which makes even less sense. So
that is so bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, wow.
So yeah, I don't know. I have been reminded of the many expensive mistakes that I've made in my lifetime. But here's a valuable lesson. I will never make those mistakes again.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, also, you have direct deposit now, right?
I know, right.
That's
right.
A beautiful thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't have to worry about physically taking a check to the bank to deposit much anymore. So do this every single morning throughout the morning here on DJX. Kelly K.
So we've been talking about the lottery a lot this week because no one's hit it, right?
Yeah, it's the second time both Mega Millions and the Powerball have topped $500 million.
Well, we're going to Durham, North Carolina, where a nurse caring for coronavirus patients just received some shocking news. Terry Watkins got a call saying she won $1 million.
Whoa.
She said, I thought it was a scam. I was kind of upset about it, actually. Turns out it was 100% true. She won the big bucks in the Supreme Riches Second Chance drawing, according to North Carolina lottery officials.
Wow. You know what? And I, my reaction probably would have been just like hers. I would have, A, probably not even picked up the phone call. B,
sure.
When I picked it up and they said, hey, congratulations, you won $1 million, I would have probably just hung up on them right then.
Shut up, click.
No, exactly. Because I know, because we've been on the other end of that line, trying to give away like thousands of dollars to people, and they just like are like,
they don't believe it.
Yeah, get out of here, shut up. And you're wanting them to be like, yay! And they're like, yeah, I don't believe you, get out of here.
Yeah, and stop calling. Right. Lose this number. Right. Lose Take this it off number. Your list.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, right. Oh, that's good.
So she finally accepted it, though. She got it. $1 million. There you go.
Oh, good
stuff.
We'll
tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, it is that time of the week when we throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while. It is called Throwback Thursday. It is a weird mess of songs mashed together into some sort of weird recipe.
Weird party train?
Yes, and then we stick it into the oven, we bake it for 20 minutes at 350, and whatever comes out is what you get. So, that's next. So tell us the ingredients to put in it, all right?
DJ X.
All right, congrats, Jennifer. You got the first one. She said, since I woke up thinking Thursday was yesterday, I need a banger today on TBT. Can you play Kryptonite Three Doors Down? Why, yes, I think we still do have Kryptonite in the archives of the big 997 EJX. Let's roll. Throwback Thursday.
Lots of night, kryptonite.
That does kind of bang. That kind of goes hard. Harder than I remember. Throwback Thursday, 997 EJX. Oh my gosh, I almost said her name and she asked me not to. Okay, got a text message.
Oh wow, anonymous.
Yeah, got a text from an anonymous listener. Says, hey, can we get some Nelly Must Be the Money, a.k.a. Ride With Me? Because I got an interview today for a job with a big raise, so it must be the money. P.S.
Awesome.
Don't say my name because my idiot boss doesn't know. All right. Good luck on that Good interview. Luck. Must be the money. Throwback Thursday on 99.70JX. Gary texts in and says, let's go. Old school Eminem, please and thank you. All right, Gary.
So polite.
I know. Using all of his P's and T's. Is that what you say?
Can't say no to that.
No,
P's and Q's, maybe? I think it's P's and Q's.
Oh, okay. All right, wrong thing then. All right, here we go. Throwback Thursday.
Y'all act like you never stop. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up.
Go back Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back. Kelly and I will be your hosts here for the next 20 minutes or so.
We're just kind of like riding along. You guys are the conductors on this choo-choo train of fun.
What she said.
We
got a wellness check on Dream. Whatever happened to that group?
Oh gosh, it's been a long time.
I know, right? Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Tiff writes in and says, hey, I've had a heck of a week. Could you play Rose's Outcast so I can jam out and forget this week? Love you guys. All right, well.
Same.
You know what?
Yes.
Let's amass ourselves in the music here for just a bit. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. You can always get a hold of us at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970.
Got a birthday shout out to Megan. She's turning 30. She used to be an intern with our show.
Oh, wow.
Can we point that out?
Wow.
We have interns turning 30 now.
I'm right.
Wow.
Well, doesn't that make us feel fun?
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at. All right, text from Jill. Choo, choo, choo. Can you all play some Spice Girls? I mean, the only rock star I know is one by the greatest rock band ever, and that would be Nickelback, our Canadian friends from up north.
You just backdoored your way into Nickelback.
What a fun sentence to say.
I'm through with standing in line at clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Hey.
Hey.
The greatest rock and roll band in history. Hi there. It's Ben and Kelly, Throwback Thursday.
We got to give a shout out to some people. Jess, Sid, and Sal. They want to hear Lil Jon.
Oh, all right.
We'll play that later.
I'll play that in a minute.
Now we're getting Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, we'll do that one.
And
first.
I don't know who this is.
That is a judge on The Voice, 99.7 DJX. Would you look at that?
Look at that.
Would you look at that?
Okay.
Would you look at that?
Hey, we're getting to Lil Jon, though.
All right.
That's great.
Yeah, I know. I eventually get to it.
It's the wrong song, but hopefully it's going to work.
Oh, it is? I'm messing everything up. All right, Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Morgan with a request, any NSYNC song. All right? I'm going to do one that we haven't done in a long time, all right?
Okay, what is that one? What is it? Okay, we're going to vibe a little.
Oh.
We're vibing.
Did you hear Kelly's reaction? Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh, okay. Well, I would be your girlfriend. Okay, thank you. Throwback Thursday.
Check it, check it.
Don't you be my girlfriend.
Right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Yes, that is a Nelly NSYNC collaboration there. Got a text from a listener. The Pieces by Ashley Simpson. I'm assuming she's, or this person.
Pieces of me?
Yeah, I'm assuming... That's what she's talking about. Remember she tried to lip sync this on Saturday Night Live? Got
bless
caught.
Her heart.
Bless her heart.
Tuesday, I'm fading. And by Wednesday, I can't sleep. Pieces of me.
Want to share a quick text exchange between the show and listener Veronica, who wanted me to push the Nickelback button. To which we replied...
You did.
I already did. I already played it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She was distraught. She was like, no. So, what do you think, if Nickelback was her first choice, what do you think her second choice was?
I can't even imagine.
I'll give you a hint. It's Smash Mouth. Either I get Nickelback or you play Smash Mouth for me.
That's a sharp left turn.
Sure is.
She was looking kind of dumb with her thing.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Brandon texts in. My mom's looking at me weird because I'm dancing.
You know what? You dance like no one's watching. You dance like no one's watching,
like no
Brandon.
No one's watching, Brandon. Thursday on 99.7 DJX. I think it's kind of funny.
Can we share a text?
Now played two voice judges in Gwen Stefani and Christina Aguilera earlier. Look at that.
That's kind of great.
Yes.
Emmeline, she texted in. She said, side note, something super embarrassing. I texted in the other day about a story you guys were talking about, and I sent it to a random number because I misheard you guys saying your phone number.
Oh, no. Did she get a reply?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to go ahead and assume she did.
That's wild. All right. Our number to text or call is the same. It's 502-571-9970. Throwback
this is for
Thursday.
Morgan.
Yep.
Drop the verse.
Sure to get down, good luck.
love. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, she don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
no diggity. I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Got a message on Facebook from Whitney. You got to play the third judge now. From the voice. Oh, she's talking about
the third
Adam Levine.
Judge?
Adam Levine.
Well, he's not on there anymore.
Well, who's she talking about? Pharrell.
He's been a judge. We can't do Blake Shelton. We don't have any Blake Shelton.
No. All right. I'll just play like a hot sec of Adam Levine. Because maybe I'm assuming since
hot
again.
Could be Kelly Clarkson. She did a stint on The Boys, right?
All right. Well, you're getting this.
Shoot for the stars. If it feels right, then aim for my heart. If you feel like it, take me away and make it okay. I swear I'll behave. You wanted control, so we waited. I put on a show. Now I'm naked. You say I'm a kid. My ego is bare. I don't give a shit. And it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I'll know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Lisa's falling asleep.
Yeah.
She's like, listen, I need something a little bit more hardcore. I need some Brass Monkey.
What?
Because Lisa is snoozing over there.
Listen, what? I don't know what she's putting in her cup at work. A 40 of Old English and orange juice.
Brass Monkey. That funky monkey. Brass Monkey chunky.
Fitting that it goes out on Brass Monkey. By the way, thank you for all the requests. Sorry we couldn't get to them all. I mean,
Usher, I think, was the other judge they were talking about. We got a couple of people saying it was Usher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Usher?
Yeah.
Usher was just like a mentor, wasn't he?
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, it's the same thing. Mentor / judge.
All right.
Have you seen the show?
I have seen the show. Shout out to
Pam. I think it was pretty good on it, too.
By the way, shout out to Pam, who says, I haven't caught TBT in a while. I've missed it. No request. Just saying I love listening to y'all. Thanks, Pam.
Aw.
Appreciate
it. Sweet.
Yeah, every week, if you miss it, it's like clockwork. Thursday mornings from about 8:30 to about 9. We throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while, played back to back to back to back. You can always get a hold of us via text message, 502-571-9970. That's also our request line. Holly sent us a message and just said, I saw this and I immediately thought of your show. And so she leaves us a link to a Twitter account that's called Nature is Scary. And it is a 15-second video with no sound of a sea cucumber. And more importantly, the pearlfish. And so, I don't know, do you know what a sea cucumber looks like?
I do, because of Octonauts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it literally looks like a big, like, cucumber spongy type animal in the ocean, right?
Yeah, it's not attractive. It looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird looking animal.
So anyways, this video and this tweet that Holly was reminded of our show when she saw it says, the pearlfish will seek food and shelter in the anus of a sea cucumber.
Oh, my God.
And the 15-second video is of the pearlfish, this pearlfish literally diving into what is the hole the sea cucumber.
And then, so much learning. And they did not cover this on Octonauts.
No,
they didn't. I didn't see that episode.
And then part of the video has the little pearlfish peeking its head out going beep, beep.
I just, listen, when you say that this fish seeks food and shelter the anus of a sea cucumber. That is just, what a sentence to say.
I mean,
what's it eating?
Of all the things and places in the ocean to seek shelter and to get food, the pearlfish goes down the list of things is like, nope, not a coral reef. Nope, not that. Ah, what about the anus of a sea cucumber? All right, that sounds good.
Really,
sounds good.
Like a nice, cozy place.
Oh my God,
and delicious. Oh God.
Oh, could you imagine? Could you imagine if like humans seeked shelter in that sort of way?
No. No.
That'd be wild. All right.
I can't.
If you follow us,
I mean, of all the things, man, of all of the God's creatures, in the grand scheme and design of things. That the Lord would put that thought into that fish to go into that place. That's proof that he's got a sense of humor.
Obviously, the sea cucumber's all right with it. He's like, hey, come on in, buddy. You're good. Come on in. All right. Hey, if you want to see it, you can follow us on Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
It's like a colonoscopy.
It really is. It's wild. Setting the bar. Small example of what not to do. I don't know if you remember the movie Dirty Dancing. It's one of those like iconic movies from the 80s.
Of course I remember it. And I'll tell you this. My husband just saw it for the first time last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people are getting reintroduced to it. Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey. It's one of those like dance movies. And you know.
Yeah, nobody puts baby in a corner. So many quotables.
Yeah. I mean, and when you really like peel the surface of the movie back and you kind of look at what it really is, you're like, oh, all right, well, that's kind of scandalous. But the whole point of that is, if you recall, there was a scene where they're dancing in a big, like in the big room there, and Jennifer Grey's character, Baby, runs up, and there was an amazing lift where Patrick Swayze lifts her up.
It's an iconic moment in dance.
Oh my gosh.
Lift.
Yes, the lift. I think there's even a picture of me doing it when Broadway Across America brought Dirty Dancing to Louisville. And
when
the Patrick Swayze came by a radio station and I did that and he lifted me up. It was a magical moment.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh man, I must have blocked that out.
Okay, so anyways, I say all that, I build that all up to give you this setting the bar story. And maybe you know where I'm headed with this, all right? So if you can imagine this and manage to make it through the day without trying to recreate the famous jump and lift scene from Dirty Dancing after you've had a few drinks, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, in the movie, they practice it multiple times in water because there's a lot of falling down.
Yeah.
When you're trying to work out that move, right?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
The stars of this story
are not
didn't really practice, did they?
Well, I will say one of them is a professional dancer, but Millie challenged her sister Rosie to a dance-off in their garden outside and wanted to see who could do and replicate that high-flying sequence from Dirty Dancing better. So it's a 23-second video. That's all you need. Things start off very promising as she runs and leaps into her boyfriend's arms, who's 6'1", 200-something pounds, so he's pretty big, right?
He's got this.
Yeah.
He's got this.
He lifts her up. Everything's going well. But then momentum and inertia and all that fun science stuff.
Oh,
take
he
over.
Don't got this.
No, he don't got this. And she falls over him backwards and lands on her head, causing her to contort in a wild way. And like, okay, fast forward to the hospital where she had to have CAT scan, which revealed that she miraculously escaped any sort of like broken neck, severed spine.
Oh my gosh.
She just had bruising.
Sounds very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But wow, yeah. Uh-huh. No, let's leave it to the professionals. Maybe we have like a gymnastics mat nearby, or we're in water or something, if we're going to try to pull off that kind of a move.
I mean, I think we've all been there where we watch a popular movie and then we try to replicate a scene in the movie yourself. Yeah, but this may be a scene where after a few drinks, you don't want to necessarily try to do.
Let's not do that. It's super romantic and looks amazing on film, yes. But we need to have all of our senses and strength about us if we're going to do that. And maybe some safety material around to catch us when we fall.
We'll tweet the story at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to recreate the famous jump and lift scene from Dirty Dancing after you've put back a few drinks, you're doing okay.
This reminds me of when I was a kid and after watching the Olympics, and mm-hmm. I thought I can be a gymnast, so I'm going to do a flip over the footboard of my sister's bed.
Yeah.
I did that and then jumped real high, mm-hmm. Crashing off of the bed, hit the dresser, and knocked a full jar of pennies off onto my face.
Oh, all right.
Had to go get stitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. There. You know what? Let the professionals do that.
Yet again, more examples of what not to do. There's Kelly K with another Setting the Bar. On 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, earlier in the show, we were talking about wild animals being kept as pets and the fact that my wife and I on a walk saw just a duck. I mean, which doesn't seem like very big news, but it was a very unique duck just rooting around someone's yard. And we're not near a body of water or anything. So we're like, all right, I mean, does someone actually keep a duck as a pet? And then there were some text messages. Yeah, you know, my mom kept a raccoon. My grandma kept a squirrel as a pet. And I say all this, and I'm looking, and I'm like, okay, Betty White is actually celebrating her 99th birthday on Sunday. And and when asked how she's going to celebrate, she says, feeding the two ducks who come to visit me every day. So that's how Betty...
Well, there you go.
That's how Betty White's going to celebrate her 99th birthday, which, wow. I mean, what a run she's had, right?
She's a national treasure.
I know. So,
and laughter is the key, she said, to feeling young.
Oh, look at that. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So I just got a notification that my Amazon delivery has been delivered. So that'll wrap up the show.
For you.
Thank you very much. We'll wrap the show up, and if you missed anything, you can always catch up on the podcast at wdjx.com. Click listen, and more opportunities for you to get in on the $10,000 bribe coming up here in just a few and all throughout the day today here on 99.7 DJX. All right, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.